Purim is now behind us, so we're obviously looking forward to Pesach. And the first halacha in Hilchot Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Taf Kaf Tet, Se'if Aleph, is Shoalim B'Hilchot Pesach, Godim LePesach Shloshim Yom, that 30 days prior to Pesach, one is Shoalim, one asks in Hilchot Pesach. And the Bi'ur Halacha notes that the Torah actually says Shoalim V'Darshin, that one asks and darshans, in accordance with the Girsa that we've got in the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Pesachim, whereas the Shulchan Aruch is using the same terminology as the Rif, but the Bi'ur Halacha says that in practice, both ways of saying it mean exactly the same thing. The one has to start learning and reviewing Hilchot Pesach 30 days before Yom Tov. But he also brings the view of the Ran in Pesachim and Megillah, who understands that there isn't actually a chiyuv to learn the Halachot in advance of the Yom Tov, but only on the Yom Tov itself. And that's in accordance with the Gemara at the end of Masechet Megillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted that people should darshan Hilchot Pesach on Pesach, Hilchot Sukkot on Sukkot, etc., etc. And he says that Shalin means that if two people approach a Rav with shyness during this period, then he should respond to the Shalin Hilchot Pesach before answering the other question. But he says this is a lone opinion of the Ran and the Rashba, and that all the other Rishonim disagree and hold there's actually a mitzvah to learn and teach the Halachot for a whole month in advance of Pesach. So how do all the other Rishonim then deal with the Gemara in Megillah? Why is there a chiyuv to learn the Halachot of Pesach on Pesach if you've already been learning them for a month already? So the Bach explains that Hilchot Pesach B'Pesach doesn't actually mean on Pesach itself, but it means around Pesach time, i.e. during the 30-day run-up to Pesach, you should be learning Hilchot Pesach. The Beit Yosef's answer is that there's a difference between what you learn on Pesach and what you learn before Pesach. In the 30-day run-up, you learn the Halachot, so that you know what to prepare for Yom Tov. And on Yom Tov, you learn drashot about the Halachot, ideas, rather than actual Halachot, which of course gives halachic importance to the drasha and shul on Yom Tov. That's a kiyum of the Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Chot Yaakov asks on this and says that at least in his day, they didn't have drashot in shul on Yom Tov. And why not, when it seems to be a din from the Gemara? So his answer is that minimally one is yotze with the Kriyat HaTorah on Yom Tov, which is about the nature of the day, and that additionally one's yotze with the Piyutim, the Maravot and the Yotzrot, which are full of explanations and interpretations of Chazal about the Halachot and the concepts of Yom Tov. And of course this is an important source for lovers of Piyutim and the like. Finally, a question that I've wondered about for a long time is if 30 days prior to Pesach one learns the first halacha in Hilchot Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch, i.e. this halacha that we're learning today of Shoalim Hilchot HaPesach, have you fulfilled the mitzvah of learning Hilchot Pesach? Or have you only learned halacha that you should be learning Hilchot Pesach? Either way, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll start on some of the practical halachot of Pesach. Ad kan.